Welcome to the new season of the Live Your Spa Life show. The Spa and Spa Life stands for Seek Power Always, that divine power within you to do what you're here to do. The theme for this season is intentional living. Amazing people like you share ways to live by design and with purpose to ensure that this short ride of life occurs with choice, physically, financially, spiritually, and in your relationships to create a world-class life. In these times of uncertainty, it's time for you to move past the distractions and start trusting yourself more through your God-given knowingness. No one truly knows better what's best for you than you. In this season, you'll have plenty of examples of people choosing their best life and creating a positive impact through intentional living. Thank you for sharing your precious time with us and being part of the Live Your Spa Life conversation. Today marks a special day. It is the final episode of my intentional living theme, and I just can't think of a better way to celebrate it than with my bestie, Maria Whalen. You know, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. I've thought about my final episode for a while, but I just thought, you know what? I'm going to have you guys take a little peek into my life, and I thought I'd bring the culprit on the show who does this with me in so many different ways and just see what is available on a totally different level. And so I just want to brag about her a little bit because you guys are probably wondering, like, who is this chick? I know a lot of people go, who's that woman who's always in social pictures with you and you're always traveling with and you got things going on? Well, I'm going to give you a little peek into our lives in a way that no one has seen before. So I just want to tell you that Maria has helped hundreds of people, and she's taught them how to be their own doctor. Not only is she the only person in the world who does acute homeopathy healthcare remotely, like no one else does this. She has taken, and you guys, she'll never tell you this, but she has taken dozens of people out of hospice when people have said there's no way they can be saved, and she always finds a way. And I've seen this over and over again. And so I just wanted to share this with you. And we know that people, because they have to, they blindly get, you know, health insurance. But seriously, how many people do you know that are actually really healthy? And one of the things I just love about Maria is that she gives people health assurance. Like, she shows them how they can be healthy and live a life that just beyond their dreams. And I've seen it over and over again. So, girl, we're starting at the bottom and here we are.
Buckle your seatbelts, because if you're going the behind the scenes of our life, we get lots of comments that people think we're really crazy. We are, but we have a lot of fun and nobody better. And, you know, I couldn't be more honored to be on, because this woman here has done unbelievable job with her podcast. 70 years. It's a long time to dedicate to something like that. And, you know, all her interviews are amazing and special. And so, you guys, just for a moment, I'm just going to cheers you with our healthy drinks that nobody knows are good.
Cheers, sister.
Cheers. Well done. You know, we get more comments, I think. I feel like there's something about us, this little chocolate vanilla going on. But, you know, we walk into a room and people are always like, you know, we get these looks of like, who are they and what are they up to? You know? So, and of course, given your background and, you know, my life, it makes sense why people would be a little raised eyebrows with us.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, with you just doing just this incredible health thing, I always find it remarkable that for you doing this for 17 years, that, and because of the way things are in the world, and we're using a lot of code of things that you can't say, that there's still a lot of people that don't know who you are. But one of the things is, like, it's one thing for me to, I've gone through your program, but I've also seen behind the scenes and helped in a lot of ways now and get to be part of it. And it always amazes me when I'm with you and there are actual health experts that everybody would recognize, and they teach, sell, market that they're helping people in their health, but yet they're some of the most unhealthy people and they turn to you. So I'm just curious, when you see that, like, how is that for you to kind of be the biggest kept secret in the health world?
Yeah, it's not really fun, honestly. it's been a ride. And first, I wanted to say, like, you know, just so people know a little bit about how you and I evolved. You know, I met Diane in an entrepreneur circle, and we have a very funny story of how we came together, but we won't tell that here. So, but you know, then you kind of became like my best student. You know, I was like, man, this girl is on it, you know? And then we just, our friendship kept evolving and evolving. And then it just got more and more like integrated. Like we ended up spending a lot of time together. And I think this last 2, maybe 3 years, I mean, I know last year we probably did 30 trips together.
Yeah.
And no doubt. The year before that and the year before that, quite a bit as well. So like we practically lived together on the road. Like really, we are most of the year until about 8 months in, we were gone almost the whole time somewhere doing something.
Yeah.
And definitely. So, you know, our relationship, one is we have had so many people ask us, you know, like, how did you guys create a friendship like this and that kind of stuff? And so it's kind of cool because we didn't meet in a traditional way. And, you know, you were already a client of mine. So I always run that line of like not wanting to, you know, get too personal with people. But you know, with us, it was just something about it that it was just an absolute yes and clarity and like go. And so when she says this, like you really have been not only at every event I speak at or I've been at, you know, so you're in the business side of things. You get to hear what people ask me. You get to hear what I share. But I have a very large audience and I've kept them private for all these years because I never use social media because I didn't want to say half the things you just said.
It's time.
She's like, it's time. I'm like, okay. You know, now she's my right hand and we are like, we're right and left-handed, like we're equal and we're like the balance of each other. And it's unbelievable. And we just have always talked about, we wish other people have this stuff. But one of our fundamental things is our health. That, and so, you know, if we didn't have that as our common bond, everything else would be totally different. You know, so everything we do is around health in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody knows, nobody guesses our age, right? Especially Diane. Like, you know, she does not look her age. I just turned 50. I don't know if you want to say your age, you're welcome to, but
I'm pushing 60 coming up.
Freaking amazing, right? So, you know, we like to be the models of what's possible. And I love that because that's my life. You know, I've stood on stages around the globe for the last 17 years and I tell people things about health. And listen, it is such a foreign concept what I teach that I literally tell people what I'm going to tell you is going to take you so much just to wrap your brain around it because people don't believe that you can heal anything that the body created. You know, it is so foreign in our culture, even globally now, you see it less, it's less common now, right? Where back in the day, there was a lot of old adages and things that came from people who just had common sense about the body and healing. Mm-hmm. They were so far from that. So being the best kept secret, you know, it's only been one benefit to that, which is protecting my life. But unfortunately, people don't really understand. Even the last couple of years, I think a lot of people have become aware of who's really running the show, but they don't understand the levels and the lengths that they would go to stop somebody like me. And so it's not been fun to always be worried about that. And, you know, that's kind of why I've moved away from it. I don't even take people through my program anymore, really. I mean, I do a case by case basis, which is basically, if my graduates, you know, come to me, hey, you know, this person's serious. They know the criteria I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Diane, being a graduate, she sees my audience and she's in it. And we've branched off and I've done some really cool things these last couple of years, just with my graduates, because that's just where I focused my time. Mm-hmm. Well, it blossomed some amazing things.
Well, I just have to say that for people listening going, well, I'm not a graduate. She's not doing that anymore. I'm a graduate and you are my people. So if you want to hear more, you want to be like, hey, I want to get involved in some stuff that you guys are up to, then just send me a DM. I'll get you the inside scoop.
I think I'm getting in trouble here opening my mouth. We had some amazing things. Like next year, one of the things we're talking about, we've had so many women go, I just want to hang out with you guys. Like, I just want to go have fun. People have lost. Here's one of the things we did this last, I've actually done it now almost 2 years now. So I'm always the rebel in the space, right? I'm always the opposite of what everybody else jumps on the bandwagons. Cause I don't like the hype. I don't like quick fix stuff. Because not only does it not help people, which I care about more, in the holistic space, is that if you don't know how to do this stuff correctly, you're going to end up the other way. It's just inevitable. So you can dabble, you can play in the holistic space, but when you take it serious, I mean, this is why I created the Invincible Wellness System for a reason. And that's because I wanted to take everything that was missing in the holistic space. And you asked me earlier, what's kind of been the biggest challenge of being the best kept secret? But the biggest thing is it's so frustrating because the word health is the biggest misconception. Like that word it's like love. Mm. It's like saying love.
Right. It's like saying, well, how do you feel? I feel fine.
Right. And that is literally it. I mean, I see everybody and their brother doing testosterone replacement stuff and women thinking, hey, do hormone, even, you know, it's bioidentical. It's like, no, it's not actually. And I'm watching this and I feel like I stand back and I literally am just watching the cliff and only I'm whispering on the sideline and only those who have ears to hear that have turned and go, wait, what you said. I mean, I was in the largest autoimmune docuseries that they had. The number one thing that we got every call, because we would get blasted when every time they promoted it out, and they would say, you were the only person who said XYZ or said these things. And like out of however many other doctors and experts that were on there, I got called the most just for that one subject of like, you said stuff I've never heard before. Mm-hmm. Because see, we all hear the usual stuff in the holistic space. I'm not one who did this for the money. I'm not one who did this because I was like, oh, I fixed my own digestion. I'm an expert now. Let me help you. It was because I experienced it myself firsthand as the patient. And it wasn't just about the health. It was the mechanism, right? I was like, this is crazy. People can't navigate through this. And just a little common sense, if you know the body, which is like, why would I expect my hormones to operate separately than my immune system or all these other parts, right? So we have these five pillars in my program. And those five pillars, everything we've done in the last 2 years have actually funneled into one of those pillars. But all five pillars are cyclical. They feed each other, meaning it's like trying to separate the mental emotional from the physical. You cannot, right? You can't blink your eye without being connected to your body. It's impossible. And so why do we treat the body like that? Even in the holistic space, they do it. You know, and so it's just so much craziness. And like you said, a perfect one, which is I feel great. Feelings are not the criteria I use for health, right? My criteria has always been, this is where it wrecks people's brain, is that I will never get sick. Like I'm talking not a sniffle, not a cold. I have an almost 19-year-old and 5-year-old. Neither of them ever need more than a few hours of remedying to be better if they ever get sick. And that sickness is rare only when they're young, which is what you want when they're young to build their immune system. So never get sick, know how to never get a diagnosis, and know how to do it all yourself. I get to claim that. And that's the cool thing about you. You've gotten to live behind the scenes. I have lived behind the scenes. So many experts. I've worked with some really famous people. And when you get behind the scenes, it's terrifying. And that's where, for me, it's like, I could never sell my soul like that. I just can't do it. And so you've gotten to be behind the scenes. And I tell people, if I got sick ever, all of you should leave me, walk away. Like I would not be walking my walk, you know? And you've seen me in some crazy situations, bombarded by chemicals, you know, where we hunkered down, we made it through because of the stuff we had to handle it. Right? Like you've watched some crazy scenes and scenarios where it was like, put me to the test.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, I think we've all seen just kind of a coming to Jesus this last several years about what people actually know about health and how their fear has them do just crazy things without looking at what are the ramifications? What's the impact? You know, what do I actually believe in? What do I want for my children? I mean, there's some basic things that have really come up, and that's why there's been a lot of division, not only in the world, but just between people, because they just can't seem to be able to ask kind of like the question of the elephant in the room about like, what do you actually know about health and who is it that you're going to? Are they actually making you better? Are they actually having you not only just feel in your body, but have the vitality to travel like we do, to have the energy that we do, to do those kind of things? Whereas people will be like, oh, I'm, you know, for instance, oh, I'm wearing a mask, but I've got Doritos and Coke in my shopping cart. Like, it's just like, it's
trying to pay this for 3 years. I know.
It's crazy.
Congruency is crazy. It's crazy. And we saw that with people who were health experts, terrified. I'm like, put me in a third world country and tell me the most deadly disease broke out. I'm not going to blink an eye, right? In fact, I have 8 years of recordings in my group telling people what was coming, how it was coming. People are like, how'd you know? There's telltale signs. If you're behind the scenes and you know it enough, you know exactly the game, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, what's frustrating, I think, is when the holistic space kind of waters things down and makes it more confusing by, you know, doing all this bits and pieces or thinking like, oh, hey, you got rid of something. You must be healthy now. Like getting rid of the suffering, getting rid of the ailment is not the marker of health, right? Just because you silence something. It's about what you said in the beginning, assurance. It's like, you know, just like a mechanic knows that engine he built because he knows all of the parts and he's not looking at just one part. He's looking at the whole engine. And when one thing breaks, he's not just looking at one or replacing one. It's knowing the whole system, right? Yeah. And that's the work we've done. I mean, all the way down to be your own dentist, all the way down to set up your own pharmacy and that kind of stuff. That's been funny because I was just with you and I went to see the holistic dentist that I've recommended and sent people to for probably over 13 years now. And, you know, I went and I said, you know, I want to put myself to the test and did a full checkup, you know, did the full thing of x-rays. And he has this machine that really limits the radiation and all that. And they go through quite a great lengths to do that kind of stuff that other people really wouldn't do. And that's the only reason I would go do that with him. Well, I was like, you know, I haven't had a dental cleaning in 8+ years. I don't even know when. I don't floss my teeth. I mean, I think it's a great thing to do. I just was being honest and like, I don't do that. And I said to him, I go, before I told him all this, I said, give me my report card, right? Because he also is looking at everything else. He's like, nothing's changed. You have no plaque, like at all. Like he doesn't even go, what are you doing? Because he knows. And the funny thing is a bunch of my graduates happened to be there at the same time. And I was like, well, you know, when you frequent a place that your grads go to, it's going to happen. And everybody was saying the same thing. But, you know, to be able to go, wow, 8 years, not a thing changed, all looks better than it did. That's purely by, and he knows too, he knows health. And so I was talking with him and I said, we all know it's 90% an inside job. Right? Like what's going on inside your body is so big, but that's one place that so many people miss is the oral care and how it's connected to your physiology and your physical ailments, how much is connected. That's why I didn't leave anything out. That's why I did it. I didn't have to teach people how to be their own dentist, you know, but I know that if you don't know how to do everything head to toe, then you're susceptible. You're just sitting there vulnerable, waiting for a surprise diagnosis, or you're going to do what I used to do and go around to every modality, right? Go to everything. And I tell people those modalities are great coming from a place of health, not disease, meaning I don't look to those to fix me because only thing is right here, this thing that's created. You just need to know its language and people don't know it and they don't learn it on a real level. And people go, oh, we're holistic. You're holistic in your one focus. I am talking head to toe. That's holistic, right? Literally, mental, emotional, everything. So we've been diving in actually on some of those subjects pretty heavily in this last year and a half. from the craziness I created, you've gotten to, you know, watch it and be a part of it. And obviously Diane's amazing at mastering everything she does. And so she comes in right beside me, boom, picks it up, and then we roll. And wow, we've done some pretty cool things.
You know, one of the things I was just thinking about is that, you know, we are now seeing like in real time where there's so much fear about like, here's the next crisis coming or the next plague or the next, you know, virus or the, all these next scary things. And it's interesting where we're seeing the industries that are creating these things all of a sudden have the, you know, the cure for these things, right? And so it's like this magic trick that's happening out there. And that's one of the things that I love, that, you know, you don't have like a certain magic pill that happens, right? It always comes down to the body. Everyone keeps asking for the magic pill, right?
Our girls are like, let me get my magic wand pill.
Right. You know, and it's so amazing when you actually know how the body works and how it's interrelated to each other. And when you can watch the craziness in the world and feel that sense of calm and peace within you, when you know, like, you are invincible, like there's a reason you call that your program, because you don't let all those other things like affect you. And it was such a telltale sign when we saw all of these, you know, quote experts who, first of all, I wouldn't go to somebody who is not healthy, right? And it's like, you know, how, what makes you an expert when you haven't figured it out yourself? And so that's crazy.
Sometimes there's so many health issues that you can keep secret. I mean, I know, because a lot of those people come to me and have told me those, and I would be like, what? You still don't know how to fix your digestive issues, or you have an allergy to something, or, you know, things like that are able to be hidden. And not, they don't always share it. I know a person, a guy who has a really big name, written books, done the whole thing. And he was in the hospital for like 2 months, didn't know what was going on. That would never happen to me ever, mm-hmm. ever.
Yeah.
And I want people to be able to say that and know that, you know, and that's the difference between, I think I know information and actually working with people. Mm-hmm. That's the big difference. I used to tell people, if you can't take people from their deathbed back, you have no business touching their body or telling them what to do, you know, because that's a different mechanism. It really is. And so it doesn't matter if you think your ailment's small, it will get big if you don't handle it. And if you get the big ailments, most people are so wrapped in fear at that point that that's the hardest point to fix something, mm-hmm. you know, is they give up. They're not ready to repay the body debt they got themselves into.
That's one of my favorite terms that you use, is body debt, because, you know, people can relate to like credit card debt and how that is draining and what that accumulates to be and look at. But if you look at like, what are all the things that you've been exposed to? What are the things that you've done? Like, what is that impact? You can really then start putting together and seeing like the roadmap. And one of the things that makes you so successful is that you hear things that other people don't hear. Like, I've literally been, as you know, a co-supporter of a program and listened in on things. And you're like, did you hear this one thing that they had like when they were like six and they did this one thing and how it actually affects what's happening today? And I'm like, what? You know? And so it's fascinating to me where people really have no idea where to even start looking. Like, they've said like, oh, I went to all these experts and I paid all these, you know, thousands of dollars. And, you know, this is supposedly the way out. And, you know, what are the words that they use? Oh, we can have remission, but no one talks about being fully in health and fully being.
Nor do they follow them to see how long did that last, you know? I mean, even as simple as when the fad of stem cells came on the market years and years ago, some of the people who were the pioneers of it came to me and asked to buy my program early on. And that was just a novelty idea. And I said to them, I'm not a fan of stem cells. And they were like, what? You know, I'm saying this to the people who are the people, you know what I mean? That's because I just can't not say what's true for me in that space when I believe this can hurt people. It doesn't hurt them. It hurts them in the sense that people now spend $25,000 to go do that. Then, you know, it only lasts so long. And what happens? They get disenchanted. They feel so used. They've lost hope, you know, because they're like, I've tried everything and now I've spent all my money. And that's frustrating. And it should be told, like, this isn't meant to stick, right? So one of the things I said to them is, I said, listen, guys, I go, if your foundation isn't good, that's not going to stick. And then about 6 years later, they came back to me and said, hey, what you said was true. That's what we're experiencing now. And that was profound. Do you think I get on social media and blast that out? No, nobody sees these things because you only have two choices in this industry. You either become big or you do what I did, and you stay underground and you do very specialized type stuff. And for me, I wasn't interested in being out there that much. I had a TV show, 8 years ago? That was plenty of exposure at the time, a little too much. but you know, I want to talk about the things that kind of came out of this the last 2 years. From, like you mentioned, the homeopathy. I launched a little homeopathic university within my community. And that was really fun because it's not just teaching the remedies, right? Everybody realized that it was about how you actually process in troubleshooting, in triaging, and in your troubleshoot process is where the magic is. You know, homeopathy is one of the most amazing medicines on the planet. It's the easiest thing to use. It's the quickest thing to use. That's why they've been fighting with it for 240 years because it's inexpensive and it works fast if you know the right remedy. But if you don't know the right remedy, then people go, oh, it didn't help, it didn't work, or they expect it to do what it's not meant to do. And so getting to teach that, you got to watch this in the class. And I'm telling you, man, the learning was mind-blowing to me to see it because I never sit back and like extrapolate what I do and what I know. And then to teach it and see people go, whoa, like I never saw that coming or would have never thought that. And they all felt so empowered after. And it was pretty cool to witness.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite things about the university is just the whole what if conversation. Like, you know, I think someone coming from like a law enforcement background, investigating things and knowing what to ask and just diving deeper on things, we don't always, we always say like, you know, you think you know how you're going to react in a crisis situation, but when you're actually in a crisis situation, like, do you have the right tools on hand? What would you grab first? Like, what actually makes a difference? I mean, those kind of things, like, people don't necessarily, I mean, they're lucky to even have an emergency kit or a first aid kit and what's in that. And so when you really start looking like when the shit hits the fan, like, what do you have on hand and what do you know if you've got something major that's happening to somebody in your family? And now more than ever, you know, people keep saying, hey, no one's coming to save you, right? The police are going to take a couple hours if they come at all. Well,
that's the loud gong right now. Fran's a retired police officer. You and I have preached this for so long. I mean, I was getting ready to do an acquisition with my program before COVID and all that started, 3+ years, whatever it was. And I said to them, I used to say to my brokers, one day, everybody will be locked down. And they're going to wish they could do anything from their home, like right from your fingertips, what you know, what you have. Our entire graduate base, which is a large audience, most people didn't flinch. They didn't blink an eye because they were prepared. They had everything in hand and they had access to me. Easy, right? It's like, it's one of those things, like you said, until it happens, everybody doesn't think it's going to happen to them. Right. So they're not prepared. And it's not that hard to prepare for, you know, but even in my own community, I was like, you know, we never go deep on this. So I launched the university and we got to learn and all that kind of stuff. And man, it was just powerful and really fun. And then the other aspect is obviously in the last few years, stress has been on an all-time high for most people. Mental, emotional stuff is near and dear to my heart. I love helping people in that capacity, no matter what it is. I don't care if it's prior trauma. I don't care if it's just stress, you know, whatever it is. I don't care if it's like suicidal stuff, you know, all that. I love helping people in that capacity. I always seem to be the one, even since I was 15, since I can remember, I'm the one people came to in those times. And so, and I've had the pleasure and the blessing, my mentor of almost 30 years, I believe still, and I've been to everybody and I know everybody in the industry, and I still believe he's the best of the best. And his training, I've sent thousands of people to, and I've witnessed it over and over again. So I don't just endorse something unless like I've vetted it Maria style, which takes a lot. And so I had the blessing of learning from that, and I've been able to just combine it with what I do. and cultivate all these different things that have been really things. So one of the things I don't like in the industry, because of course I'm the rebel, is all the plant medicine, all the microdosing, all the things like that. Because there's a few reasons. I've been in the industry for a long time. I know about plant medicines long before they became a hype, long before it became the thing to do and all that. You know, it's wonderful that we have this exposure. It's wonderful we have these options. They're far better than the alternative of medications for those symptoms or ailments or situations. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying is I'm looking for optimal. And when I am going to recommend something to somebody, number one is it can't have any negative downside effect on their body. It can't be something I have to worry, oh, are they going to overdo this on their own? Are they going to continue it? Or is it going to become addictive or any things like that? Like mine has to be foolproof. And it took me years and I landed on this one and it's a plant medicine, right? I'm not even going to say the name, but I will tell you.
People won't know it.
Nobody knows it. I've worked with some people who were seriously in addiction mode, like heavy drugs. And they were like, this won't touch me. Don't even try. And I was like, oh, don't say that. And then recently in the last year, I got to do some really amazing work with some vets, special ops guys. In my opinion, they're a little bit of a different breed. They take on a lot. They've seen a lot. They've been through a lot. I have a lot of compassion for everybody in that space, law enforcement, first responders, vets, everybody, because I just really think that it's one of those things that people just, we can talk about it. We can be like, happy Memorial Day, but we don't really stop and like put ourselves in their shoes. And I've watched a lot of them I've become friends with and how difficult it is for them to integrate in the civilian world. And people in the civilian world don't understand what they've been through. And so there's just real disconnect for them. And I think it only takes the PTS and makes it worse, right? I know for me, when I've gone through stuff, when you don't have people who understand where you're going through, it just anchors that, right? It just can make that worse. And you get more depressed or they get spun out, right? How important it is to have people who can understand a little bit about what you went through. And I can't. I can only have empathy. I'm just a very empathetic person. And I've also they call me disarming, so it's helped with them. But two or three of them have thought I was a spy when we did their plant medicine. So we have some great stories. I'm not afraid to die. So I think I get put into those situations that other people might be a little bit less excited to do. But I'll tell you the transformation, watching even just of them find a little bit of peace, even them to remove some of the layers, even for them to, because the plant medicine I use has a lot of levity to it. The other thing I see is that people will say things like microdosing or THC or stuff like that. Do those. They're great for that stuff, right? Well, some people with certain PTS stuff, that can make it worse. You don't want to have anything where you could hallucinate, where they can, you get stuck because sometimes you go through the,
the different phases.
Yeah. And you go through the phases and you don't want to get stuck in a bad phase, right? And not everybody's equipped to handle people in those situations. Mm-hmm. So while we were flying around and doing these 24-hour experiences with people where I get to coach them while they're on it, and it allows you, they're still totally grounded, they're still totally present, but we've gotten to do this with men and women and just everybody, every walk of life. And it's been so much fun. I love that kind of intimate work, and just really helping people transform and break through whatever's there for them. And just to find some peace. Mm-hmm. I don't say happiness because happiness is the wrong word. You never want to use the word happy. Happy comes from the root word, I think it's Greek or something like that, of happenstance. And that means circumstances drive you. And that means you're as volatile as the wind. Right? Joy is a choice. It's a choice to choose joy, regardless of your circumstances. And finding peace right now, I see so many people struggling right now, the uncertainty, just the stress of the world and life, right? And so I love doing these with people because sometimes just 24 hours of taking yourself out of the crazy, give yourself a minute, it gives your central nervous system some time to reboot as well, right? So there's a plethora of benefits that it's been. But that's been one of the most rewarding things I've gotten to do. Now we do them via Zoom.
Yeah, that's been fun.
It's been a blast because, you know, we have graduates all over the globe. And so with the traveling, it made it difficult. A lot of people couldn't have access to do this. And then we found that this little mini group setting has been actually pretty cool. And yeah, it's amazing. I also have a thing that is very spiritual with it for me. You know, my mom passed away 5 years ago and she's very vocal and I feel blessed that she just communicates to me a lot. And during those things, she's pretty vocal. And my mom was a little superhero, literally little Sicilian, who all she wanted to do is heal everybody and save the world. And I feel like she's getting to do that now through us. And so watching it, and Diane and I balance each other out with that stuff unbelievably. You've gotten to watch some crazy cool things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I think about like these experiences, you know, first of all, people have this, like you said, the sense of just depression and despair and just the heaviness of things that have been happening in the world. And then when you throw, you know, some PTSD on top of that and life experience and just feeling like you can't make a shift and change. And one of the things I've loved about being part of this team is to really get to see that you take things to like such the next level of not just having people have a momentary experience, but the feedback we've gotten is that each day gets better. Like, it's like, that's just like setting off the detonator of now each day there becomes more light, there becomes more awareness. You start seeing things on a different level. And there is that added benefit of it actually helps strengthen your immune system. Like, it's something that actually helps your body. Like, people are just craving and dying to find something that will just take them out of pain.
You're right.
The next level is something that actually helps you in your body, because when, again, you always do things in systems, when you're doing things that support the body, then you can be open for the, you know, mental, emotional aspect. You can then, you know, hear that whispers of spiritual messages and really getting clear of who you are. And I've not seen like more freedom than that. And just, I think even just seeing the evolution of our like friendship in this is like, we have so many things that we laugh about now, and how bringing laughter into, because we deal with a lot of like really heavy situations for people. We hold the space for, you know, some really challenging things, and that people wouldn't go to just, you know, anybody for that, because first of all, they don't really want anyone else to know what's going on. So the level of privacy that you've created for people is just, you know, unprecedented. And just that sense of being able to have a community as well, because now it's not just been those individual experiences. We've built this community together where people are like, they have someone they can go to. They can have these experiences that continue to have, you know, a health benefit and a life benefit. And I think that's really what makes the difference.
Totally. And this isn't like a retreat you have to go to and continually go to get this. You know, the nice thing is you can do it in your own home, privacy, that kind of stuff, you know. And you just reminded me, because when I was in Arizona, my somebody who I've, my whole family has all used as a massage therapist, I decided to, he wanted to go through it, right? Because he's heard me about me doing it. So I did it with him. And I mean, I wanted to cry leaving there because I knew what happened. We always say that when we do these activations, everybody will say the next, we always tell people the next day, you're going to feel like, what's going on? Like, you just elevated, you just, you know, look, when we get so close to our stress, it's very difficult to see in our peripheral. And that's usually where possibilities are sitting, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't see those because we get so blinded by this stress, rightfully so, right? We all do it. And so it allows you to really get some altitude on things. Well, I helped him design a business and the whole thing in that time, that session. And it's been now 3 weeks since I was there. And so this is what he just texted me yesterday. I feel like I'm barely coming out of the experience. It's been some journey and revision. Thanks again for sharing your gift and blessing in my life. Beautiful. This is somebody I'm not that close to. And he's just like, he was blown away. He left there going, and he's somebody who uses and does a lot of things. And he was like, yeah, it'll probably be like everything else. And I was like, nope, this will be different. I promise. But yeah. You know, that's why the special ops people that we did, that's why they thought I was a spy. It's because I get really clear communications, God, my mom, whatever you want to call it, it's spiritual. And I say things to them that I shouldn't know. And they're like, how does she know this? So it, I understood now why they thought that. And obviously they're very trained to, you know, be looking for that kind of thing, you know, in their life and in their training. And so it freaked them out. And I understand it. But, you know, the resistance to experiencing and facing and feeling emotions is the number one thing I've seen across the board. The number one thing. And I tell these vets as well, it's the same stuff, right? Because they're trained to be so hard. They had to be to survive. But that survival technique doesn't work in the civilian world. It does work, but it works miserably, right? It makes it difficult in relationships, all kinds of relationships and aspects. Mm-hmm. But the number one thing we saw across the board, you remember?
Yes. Longing.
Longings. It is like people have closed off that side of them. They've anchored it so hard. I will not feel, I will not think about what I love. I won't even bring it to the surface because I don't want to get disappointed again. That's the storyline, is this fear of disappointment. I understand it. I get it. And it's not serving us to be that way, right? But man, we would sit there for 24 hours, literally just trying to get somebody, just say one longing. Just one. And it was like elusive, right? And so we realized in all the comments we got from people with our friendship, we'd have women be like, how did you find each other? Like, how did you make this, you know? And we had to step back and go, you know, there is an anatomy here. Mm-hmm. Like there is things we chose differently. We choose as a friendship, like we're brutally honest with each other. Like we pay attention to each other. If something's off, we're on it. Like we don't let stuff fester. We don't wait. We choose fun. We choose happiness. And it's not that we haven't been through some really, really hard stuff. It's not that there hasn't been times that one of us is crying so hard, you know, the other has to be there. And both of us are not the kind of like soft women where we're always crying or we're like, ah, I broke a nail. That's not us. You know, we roll hard. And I mean, we escaped Mexico under crazy conditions. We have some fun stories.
We shouldn't bring the cartel into this.
Okay. We'll leave them out for this video. Well, you already blew it up with some other things you said, so I might as well add to the pot. I mean, why not?
Yeah, exactly. But really,
we have so much fun. And, you know, the irony that your podcast was about spa life, which is about seeking power always, we have exemplified and lived that together. We've been friends over 5 years now, and we have lived that out every single day because everything we do is health related somehow. Mm-hmm. Whether we're chasing a hot springs or, you know, wherever we are around the world doing something like that. And the other aspect is anti-aging. You know, people are always asking us, and we're like, first of all, it's an inside job. That doesn't just mean your gut. That doesn't just mean it means this too, right? It's like, we can tell when we're stressed and the feel we have of that weight or pulling us down, mm-hmm. like we can tell. And then it's like, you know, rewrite that now, right? Change, shift immediately. So that's why next year we're talking about setting up some scenarios that people can, a very small group, we don't want a lot, that can come piggyback with us, learn how to, if you don't have a friendship like that, it's kind of like, if you don't have, I used to tell my youngest, like, if you don't have the family you want, go create it, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be blood. Like, that's wonderful if you have that, but not everybody has that. Just like friends, you go create it. So you may not have the best friend like that, but you can come join our best friend game, right? And come play with us, do stuff. Everybody needs a break. Everybody needs a downtime to rejuvenate, to recenter, and get back up to speed, you know? And so that's why we love doing the plant medicine stuff that we've been doing, because we see people shift so much. We've seen a lot of women go, oh, I turned off a lot of those aspects of my life. Yeah. And I don't want to do that anymore. What else have you seen? Because you've seen.
Well, and I think part of that is also like almost a societal thing too, because, you know, we work with, you know, a lot of women, you know, over 50, right? We work with a lot of men as well. But I think for women over 50, there's kind of like this social thing, like you're done, right? Like you have no more vitality, you know, sensuality, like just the confidence of how you show up in the world. I mean, it's very different when you look at this is like, this is almost like, this is like, we're just restarting, like we've just begun kind of thing. And, you know, it's amazing when you have those kind of people surrounding you versus somebody who's like, oh, we're going to lock you up with a cane and you're done kind of thing.
We're going to get together and knit, you know, what is it called? Basket weaving or something.
Right.
Like, I always think that's what we're going to do. We're like, that's not what happens after 50. Most of us, it's the time where like, we give less F's about everything. And that's when you really set your boundaries. That's when you start going, wait a minute, I only got so many years left here. Like you start going, really, is this how I want to do it? Mm-hmm. And you just start making shifts into that, you know? And I know fun is one that most people do not add into their thing. Right.
Well, they think it takes away from, you know, we have a lot of serious things happening, you know, not only in our world, but, you know, in our families and even, you know, to this moment, you know, there's things happening in both of our families where we could really crumble with that. And, you know, we have our moments. However, when you actually create the lifestyle that you want to live and you be that example, you are actually, you know, what is that about the rising all boats, right? To the level that you show up as and be that. Like, that's one of the things that we're committed to being is being at that level that people can not only just come to us for that shelter to kind of take a break from the chaos, but to refuel, to be able to, you know, get that tank up. And, you know, you always talk about you're not waiting for somebody to just get to fill their tank where they're no longer empty. It's like, you got to have reserves, right? Because of the things that take us out in life, we got to have those multiple reserves so that we can handle things on so many different levels. And so, you know,
you're talking about adrenals. And when I talk about adrenals, I'm like, if you don't have a second gas tank, I never let my first gas tank even run out. I don't let it run low. So I always have one tank that's there. Well, how many people, when they get hit with some surprise in life or some horrible thing, and it's like wipes you out, right? So learning how to roll. So if you're an athlete, if you're hardcore, you know, you, all the entrepreneurs who never want to slow down until their health kicks in and then it makes them slow down. It's like, that's fine. You don't have to, but you better know how to have two gas tanks. And I'm not talking caffeine, right? We're talking like 24/7 vitality and strength to be able to withstand that and your immune system following right in alignment with that. So it is so true. It is so true.
So good. Well, you know, you and I could talk like for weeks and this, and, you know, I just think this is so fun. And I'm so glad that we kind of got to expose you to the world in some ways, and also for people to kind of see a back behind the scene about, you know, just our lives together and just how it's been, you know, this last year. Cause I mean, we've definitely been rolling hard and, you know, we've kept that vitality. We've kept up, you know, that outlook to be that example. And one of the things that I love that we've created is that, you know, we have really shifted into, you know, making transformational experiences fun. Right. I think a lot of times people are like, okay, class, take out your journal and write, you know, this, and all that. And it's like, no one wants to do that. Right. It's like, come on, let's like, how can we actually make the big changes that we want to have, realize the amount of time that we may or may not have, and actually just do it, do the things that you want to do versus just talking about it.
Right. The other thing too is funny. I just had somebody tell me about a retreat. It's a really big name person, right? Their stuff they say is great. It's on par. But they were like, he was like, I mean, they bring out the technology. You can see it. The brain scans, you can see it. And I'm thinking, you know, this is where we lose ourselves. Like, we don't need technology to tell us those things. This entity we're sitting in is created by something that none of us even understand. That's how powerful it is. Of course, our mind, of course, our thinking. I mean, even in the Bible, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you know,
shows 12 you, too.
Exactly. Shows you how powerful our mind is. So of course it is. I don't need technology to prove that to me. You know, it's like, I don't need an experiment of talking bad to one plant, not another one, to see it not, you know, it's just common sense. It's like, of course it is. Of course it is. Why do we need so much to prove to us what we already know? We just need to learn how to be a better student of it. And that's what people aren't teaching, is how to be a student of that stuff. We have another program that we launched 2 years ago called BASH. And BASH and the plant medicine one are probably my two. I mean, the Homeopathic University was pretty like crack for me. I love it. I love teaching it. But I tell you, the BASH thing, you know why I love the BASH and the plant medicine is because they're two things that are common words in the world, right? Everybody knows that stuff, fitness and then plant medicine stuff that's really popular and predominant now. But we take it and it is so different. The nuances to it and the distinctions are drastically different. So BASH started, we call it Birthday BASH, because like 2 years ago, I was like, all right, my birthday's getting ready to come up. I'm getting ready to go on a fitness journey that I do. Who wants to join me? Well, we didn't think it was going to blow up. And every time we have a large group, and then those groups loved each other and had so much fun and transformed so much. And I am talking, the cool thing about it, it's not just when you have hormonal issues. It's not just, I want to lose weight. There was men who wanted to build muscle. There was people with injuries, old injuries that were limiting them. We had 75-year-olds. We had 20-year-olds. It didn't matter your age, your level, any of that kind of stuff. And I have eyes on you and I watch their videos. I have people do instruction specific videos and watching that, right? But the number one thing we focused on, even though we all came in for our physical body, was the mental emotional component. That is where the rubber met the road. That is where our little groups became so close, to the point where they didn't, all of them continued on every other bash. They kept going into the next bashes because they had so much fun, and the community has grown like crazy. And so I do them every once in a while. And this is one we're doing right now. It's supposed to be the last one, but you know, my group always, they always talk me into this craziness, but it has been profound to watch. I mean, people have not only lost weight, but their minds changed. And this is the difference in the fitness space, right? Is you, if you don't teach, and the most important thing isn't lifestyle, you know, then people are just yo-yoing, and that's dangerous. And so I'm like, this isn't for the yo-yoers, right? This is for people who want me to teach you the fundamentals that help you like it, that help you get results. And when you have the remote control to your body, that's why all the things we do are so cyclical. They feed into each other, right? Mm-hmm. When we do the plant medicine, your mental emotional component is addressed on such a major level. That's going to affect everything else. If you think you're going to just go to the gym, you can force your body to lose weight. You can absolutely do that. And you will have a diagnosis later that you don't want. And so it's not just about forcing your body to look good. That's what so many people in the fitness industry are teaching, right? And hey, it's great, but it's not, it's one piece of it. And so when we get to do all of it and really integrate this with people on all levels, to where I know you've done the Invincible Wellness System, you have the remote control to your body. So you want to maneuver things, you can change things very quickly. You know, I can transform my body in 2 weeks when I'm on it. And you've watched me do that a million times, right? And if I want to change any little thing, okay, here you go. And so how many people do I see in the gym over and over for years, and I don't see their body change at all? Because they probably have some hormonal imbalance, or they're not aware of what's in their environment or in their home that's putting them in that position. And you're treading water, you're swimming upstream, right? And why do you want to do that? And so we've done some cool things. I have a food company, and we've actually created and cooked the keto meals just for our BASH group and things. So they get to have their food made for them and go through this. And it's just been really freaking fun. And, and the groups have been, you know, if everybody wasn't getting results and everybody wasn't like, this is it, and this is the best thing ever, I wouldn't keep doing it. Same with the plant medicine. A year and a half, we did it with a lot of people. And then now my Zoom ones that we're doing, a lot of people. And it wouldn't keep happening. I wouldn't be here 17 years later teaching what I teach if people didn't get results. You don't last long in that industry if you're not legitimate with what you do and charging what I charged and the commitment that it was and stuff like that, you know. So it's really fun to watch all these things spring out of what we've done with IWS, and yet, Now we're going deeper in the mental, emotional. Now we're going deeper in the physiological and the physical realm and all that kind of stuff. And so it's been amazing. I was trying to think if there's anything else, but I really think that that encapsulates it all. We've gotten to do some epic stuff with people.
So good. I love it. Well, I just want to thank you for being here with me on my final episode and for being my ride or die bestie and for sharing your wisdom and just all the amazing things that you've been up to. I just so appreciate you.
Thank you. And likewise, you guys, I'm the lucky one. She's the best friend you could ever have on your side. And, you know, we take care of each other. I know we both do that for each other, but Diane is like, I can't even imagine life without her because it just won't happen. Just can't be the case. But I appreciate her so many ways and so many things. And so it has been an honor. And I had no idea when we met 5 years ago, the way we met and that story, that we'd be here today. That was pretty cool. And I am super honored to be the last person. I'm honored to be your grand finale. Her work that you've put a lot of effort in. I've watched her film all of these. I've watched her go through so much for 7 years. And you had a beautiful podcast. You know, she's got some high rankings. She had a lot of visibility. And so for us to do this as a grand finale is a big deal. And so, yeah, everybody's going to blow up your DMs now.
Well, that's just it. You know, this is a kind of a great segue in because like people will be like, now what kind of thing? And I feel like now we've got come to like, you know, now we've talked about it. Now let's be about it, right? Let's just get into some actual experiences. You know, we have enough like remote situations where, you know, people who are our friends, but we don't actually get to have experiences with them. And so that's really kind of like the next level of where we want to go is to really have, you know, have someone's back, be their friend, like be in the group with them, really, truly support. When we see so much division in the world, of course, we go against all of that and go like, how can we bring people together? How can we actually cause more health in their life, you know, in their body and their mind and, you know, just that spiritual connection. It's all so, so important. So if any of this resonates with you, one, please share it out in the world and, you know, send me a DM and just say, I'm in. Like, I want to hear more. I want to be part of what you guys are doing in 2024. And let's make it happen. So
yeah, you can jump into any of the things we have going, especially if you're coming from talking to Diane, that kind of stuff. I also am sending everybody to that training next year that I've been sending people for 30 years to. They don't do them that often and one popped up. So any of that kind of stuff, Diane's your go-to person for that. And we're super excited to have so many things next year because I have a feeling next year is going to be rough for a lot of people. And our heart has been like, hey, how can we, and I get nothing out of promoting those things, just so you know, this is purely just my mission on earth and why I'm here. And we really do love it. I love intimate healing type stuff where I can help people really with the nitty gritty. I know for me, you know, anytime I want somebody to help me, I don't want it to be watered down. I don't want it to be, I want you to know my life and what I'm actually dealing with, you know, one-on-one and be with me in that way. And so we love being able to provide that for people. It's not for everybody, but when the student is ready, the teacher will appear kind of thing. Hello, we're here, you know, so whenever you're ready, we're in. But more than anything, just wanted to highlight our craziness in the last couple of years we've gotten to do because we get so many questions about it and like, how do you guys do it? You know, the other thing too is like people just don't believe you can design your life how you want. So whatever you think is you're stuck with, whatever you think is so for you right now, I just want you to remember that there is a peripheral vision that you are not seeing. And it is good news because that means there's something there for you. There's a solution that's there. You just haven't seen it yet. Don't stop. That's the number one thing I've heard in the last 17 years of health. When I get off the phone with somebody, they always say, I have hope for the first time again. And I realize that's what I live for. I love when people go, I have hope again. And that doesn't matter if it's PTS, it doesn't matter if it's cancer, it doesn't matter if it's allergies, I don't care. Whatever it is for each person is a big deal. And if it's, you know, getting in the way of your contentment and your joy and your peace, it's a big deal. That's it. It's a big deal. So, you know, we handle it that way. So nobody other in the world I'd rather do it with than that one. So you guys have no idea the double whammy blessing getting to do anything with us is. really. It's Magna and Diane's skill sets are totally opposite of mine. And the two of us together, it's like we bring it and it's just so much fun. So much fun. What a blessing. I wish this for all of you.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Well, with that, I am for the final time saying until we see you again, not just on the airs, but in person, in one of our experiences, even if it is one of our Zoom things, we would love to see you, love to have you connected, and love you to be part of our spa life.
You're going to want to be a part of our community for next year anyway, because Diane doesn't even know this, but I'm going on a fighter jet.
Oh my God. You know, this is my life, you guys. I never know. Like I get a call going, pack a bag. And I never know where we're going to go or what's going to happen. And like the details
just unroll. Nobody else would roll with me like that. So yes, I'm going to be doing some stunts and fighting in the air on a fighter jet. Not a joke either. And it's not like a touristy kind of thing.
I'm in.
I always wanted to be a fighter pilot. So we'll make it happen, right? That's how I roll. There you go.
Well, stay in touch, people, because we're just taking off. All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye, everyone.